The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam says that even though all the Sfarim will be bottle, Sefer Esther won't be bottle. On that the Rambam argues. And the Rambam says that even though all the Yom Tovim will be bottle, Purim won't be bottle, and he brings the pasuk that Leyavru, that Yom Purim Eid Leyavru Mesoicham, Vezichram LeYosef Mizaro. So there's a yichud in Purim that it has a kiyum nitzchi. It's pashut, that's not because it's more chashuv than the raisis, but something miyuchad about the nature of what happened on Purim. Certainly in a more pnimis tegayifin, that's mechayev, that it's something that zichram liyosef mizaro. And we'll try a little bit to talk about what's the nekuda of Purim miyuchad over other Yom Tovim. Because again, that gosh is both of them. Side the Sefer's miyuchad and side the Yom miyuchadim. Chazal say, the Medrash says about Esav, it says Hoshov Barasi, that when Esav was born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I created something in the world that's shav for nothing. So obviously, it doesn't mean in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for nothing. There's no reason for creation. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something chas v'shalom pe'ula l'rik or l'batala. But it means that there is an umah that embodies shav in the world, and that's the umah of Esav, of which Amalek is his main yoyrish, and it's the inyan of the beginning of Dafkov Malchus Esav that is our inyan of the yoyma. We'll be explaining a little bit on the inyan of shav. We find in the Torah the word shav and the word sheker are used fairly indiscriminately. The word shav only appears a handful of times in the Torah, and the Targum teaches l'mashal l'sisa Hashem Hashem l'shav k'lisa Hashem l'sha yisa shmoi l'shav. The first l'shav is l'mignani, teaches for nothing, for naught, and the second shav he teaches for sheker. In other words, the word shav as used in sheker is close to the meaning of shav for nothing. So we need to understand what is the chilek between shav and sheker. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and the hefech of emes would be sheker, so we see that the hefech of emes appears in two gvanim, in two shades. One shade is called sheker, and one shade is called shav. And understanding the chiluk between it will give us an understanding of the shav of Esav. There's another place that shav is used in the Torah. L'sisa shema shav means either lashon hara, or it means saying an edus that has no purpose to it. But also, what does it mean, lashon hara is leshav? I mean, it's not sheker in that case. The Targum types it sheker over there, but it doesn't mean sheker. Lashon hara is dafka emes. Sheker is moisi shemra. So let's go to the place where you find this contrast between sheker and shav most boilit in halacha. And from that, we'll learn up to the other places. In Shvuah, you have two Yisurim. You have a Shvuah Sheker and a Shvuah Shav. A Shvuah Sheker is something that has, it's not emes. You say about something that I don't owe you money, you owe me money, whatever it is, a Yenishpal Sheker. And that we understand where the big avla is. You're trying to corrupt the bria. You're trying to take money that's not yours. You're trying to say something that's not yours. You're using Shem Hashem for sheker. We understand that nekuda of sheker full well. Leshov is if a person swears on either a stone that it's a stone, or on a stone that's obviously a stone, he swears that it's silver, gold, or whatever. So those are two cases of shav where it has no tachlis. So I understand that it's an avla in terms of using Hashem's name for nothing. A stam shvua uses Hashem's name, and if a person uses it for nothing, it's moitzi shem shemayim levatola. But in the way that it's listed, in the way that it's seen as the targum teaching it sheker, it knows the reason you can't, if you teach the targum according to the way the, if you teach the positive way the targum teaches it, it says leisis Hashem Hashem leshav. You shouldn't make a shvua shav, because Lisa, to someone that's noisy shmoy l'shav, which is l'sheker. So the reason why shav is also here does not fall under the category of brachal v'atolo. It falls under the category of sheker. It's just another shade of sheker. So how is that? In what sense is it sheker? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's is emes. And things that are emes, they are identified as emes in two eifanim. One is mitzad de sheirish. In other words, is this really a piece of wood, or is there plastic with a veneer on it? So I'm oimid on sheker by saying something about something that's not true, means the events were not true going back before. It started now, but before it wasn't true. So if I'm a shaker on the ova, that's called a sheker. And if something doesn't last, it's also something that's a certain sheker, because it means it has no metzias. If something has no tachlis to it, then it basically means it also its existence is also not true. If something will be, it says that Ma'isik Shafel lasts only for a certain tkufa, because it doesn't have a metzias afterwards. Things that are built on sheker disintegrate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined in the Rambam as a motzi rishon, as being primary, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is identified as lo yibotel bitulam. That there's nothing in the world, no event in the world can cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become batel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rishon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Achrein. And Koyama Hashem Tzu Yisrael V'Goyaloi, Ani Rishon V'Ni Achrein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes is identified in the fact that he always was, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes is identified in the fact that he always will be. A person who is poigem in sheker, a person is poigem in ani rishon, that pagam is called sheker. If a person is poigem in tachlis, then that's called shav. So if a person swears a shvua that's not true to source, I said I did this and this yesterday, and I didn't do it, so that's a sheker because it has no avah. If a person swears a shavua that has no purpose, that's a sheker mitzat shav, because the thing itself doesn't have any hemshech to anything. It's useless, purposeless, not going anyplace. And that's called a shavua shav. So in the Pagam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is called Emes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad. The Pagam of Emes, when you want to be Mekatzitz in Metias, when you want to be Pagam in Emes, you can be Pagam mitzad the Sheirish, and that's called Sheker, and you can be Pagam mitzad the Osid, and that's called Shav. So The Chazal say also that shav and sheker nemu. There's a shino in the by aid here in the first tibris. It says a shav. Second tibris says a sheker. Chazal say sheker v'shav nemu b'diba echad. It's one of those things that were nemu b'diba echad because they both are two sides of the same coin. So we have a metzias of pagam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can be poigim, and emuna can be poigim in two ways. One way is mitzad going off, veering from the sheirish, and that's all umas ha'olam. All umas ha'olam, they started where we were, and then they veered off. Where they are is not in line with where the sheirish is. And that's what Chazal means, that's what Rashi means when he says Breishis Bar Lekim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created Breishis. So if the Umas Olam come and say Listim Atem, in other words, in Breishis, it's specifically Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. The Sheirish of Breishis is, we're in line with that Sheirish. Umas Olam are like branches that veered off. Where they are has no Sheikhas to the Reishis, and our Reishis comes before their Reishis. And that's us klape all the Messiah. Miyuchad is Amalek, whose race is going Amalek. Amalek is attached to races, but Vachrisayade Oivid. But his Hemshech, he has no Hemshech. He has no safe pasik. The Ra that Amalek is described, that is Yodeas Rabbi and it's Miskaven Limrod Boy, means he's on solid ground, he's Yodeas Rabbi, but where he differs drastically is so what? All of the Umas Ha'olam managed to do Averis by obfuscating the Ribbono Shel Olam. But by saying it's not exactly what you have, it's not this, it's not this, not the other thing, and so on. Because were they hooked into the Reishis, would they allow themselves to be hooked into the Reishis, they would have to be Mamshech with the same Kav we're Mamshech. Amalek is fine with the Reishis. He has no problem that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kadmoin, and is the Bayer Olam, and is the Bayer Adam, but so what? It doesn't mean anything. It's not mechayiv me anything. Yes, my Kadosh Baruch Hu is strong enough and he can beat me up. But it's still not mechayiv me. I don't owe it anything. That's the pgam, that's the kilkul of Amalek. It says that the goyim will wake up one day and they'll say, Sheker nochalu avoseinu. Our parents gave us over Sheker. That means as soon as they realized where the turnoff was from Yisrael, they'll go back to it because they were on the main road and they were headed to where we're heading, but they took a detour. So once the oimer on the mistake and they say sheker nochal avoseinu, then they come back to the sheirish. There's another turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a much worse. And it's the end of the Navi. The final Psuk in the Navi brings the kinter of Klal Yisrael when they say Shav Avoid Elikim. There's no tachlis in worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Medrash says in Midbar and Yad Shemani brings it that Lasid Lavoi Esav is going to come and going to oppress Klal Yisrael so much that Klal Yisrael is going to say Shav Avoid Elikim. Dafke Esav. And it's because of this reason. It's interesting. The Esav is Nimshal to a Chazia. And Chazal say because Mafres is Parsa, but it's not Malagera. The test for sheker is whether it has raglayim or not. It says sheker in lo raglayim. The oisius of sheker it says that Shadim, who are a Bria, that are not really Emes, they weren't created, they don't have the Sheirish of Kiyum that a person has, their feet are chicken feet. That's a Pchin of Shekin L'Raglayim. It doesn't stand on the ground, and that's where its Begam lies. Esav's Raglayim have a Simetaira, because Esav starts at the same place. Yeah, I'm with you all the way. Emes, Emes, Emes. But Shavah V'Elokim. That's, you know, what's the point of it? At the end of the day, you're worshiping for yourself. You're doing it for yourself. So Esav's an Amalek, who is again the spearhead of Esav. The Begam that the Pagan Klal Yisrael lies in the Shavah V'Elokim. Going back. All of the nisim, all the moyadim, can become batel. The Ravid says it doesn't mean it will become batel. It means even if it could become batel and so on, this wouldn't become batel. The reason is because the goof of the moyad, the goof of the moyad of Purim, is the hemshech, is the tachlis. And if it, that's gufa, if it's a yontiv that could come to an end, then we haven't been kaveh yoyim that'll bring out its tachlis. So mitzad the nitzochon of mitzad the yonid yoyima of being oike the shav avod elokim, of being oike the tachlis of ra, being oike the begam of ra and shav. That is mechayev, that zichrom leYosef Mizara. Baruch Hashem, people talk about emuna, Baruch Hashem, well, maminim, and even the people of pogum in emuna. I don't think that's where it starts from. When things were hard, and people had tremendous nesyanis, it was hard to be maimon. Today, there's a malaise of Shava Veda Likim. I mean, all of us think, feel, assume that our Inyanim Vemun are in place. And we're happy, so fine, we're Maminim, we're Aminim, we're good, we're a little better, a little worse. How many of us feel that there's a Tachlis, that we're headed someplace, that we're moving forward to some sort of goal? Not only Schar and Olam Haba, because we fantasize Schar and Olam Haba. We say that Schar and Olam Haba, we think, well, it's like a sort of laying back and you know, Tanugis. And of course, we always add Olam Haba Dika type. But Betzim, it the picture is the same. But does anybody picture himself in the next 100 years changing and moving forward? If the core of what I believe in is that there's a tachlis in the Bria, and there's a tachlis in a person, and that's the only thing that makes a person emes, and that's the thing that makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu, makes a person doima Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that there's a tachlis, and the hefech of it is shav. How many? How many of us have it? Does it? Is it way in our minds? Where am I going to? Where am I headed? What am I building? There's an extraordinary maisa from the Goyen. There's Aftira that we read today. And Aftira says that there are two people that have a sense of loss. One is the Ben Anecha that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil me from Klal Yisrael. I'm not rooted in Klal Yisrael. And one is the Soros that says, Heinani Eitziyovich. One is lacking Shroshim. One feels he's not an emesayid. And one feels down deep a pchina of shav. Where am I going to? When the Ger Tzedek, before the Ger Tzedek was taken out to be killed, the Kiddush Hashem, the Goyen visited him. And he was crying. And the Ger Tzedek said that I'm not crying because I'm going to Kiddush Hashem. Adrabah, that's the biggest thing a person can do. But he says, I was never zeicha to be rooted in Klal Yisrael. I don't have parents Yidden. I don't have sibling Yidden. I never got married. And never became murkav in Klal Yisrael. And that's what I'm crying. I feel the Eitz Yovish and the Havdeliv Dilani together. And the Goyen told him, it says in the Pasuk, Koyama Hashem Tzu Yisrael V'goyaloi, Ani Rishon V'ni Achroin, Ani Rishon L'mishein Loi Av, V'ani Achroin L'mishein Loi Bonim. It's the Goyen's gears in the Maimah Hazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rishon, the Achroin, for those who don't have Rishon Achroin. The Tzur Yisrael V'Ga'aloi, that Tzur is something that stands a foundation for something, and the Ga'aloi is the Tachlis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzur Yisrael V'Ga'aloi, has Rishon Achroin, and for the person who is Nechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the Rishon of Emes, and the Mitzah, the Hafkor from Sheker, and Hafkor from Shav. The person is an Emes Yid, and the person has an osid Klai souls, his ruach, his neshama, his nefesh, are osid and Klai soul, whatever, however HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. Purim is the day when Dani Achrin, it's the Gula Achrinish into the Kosev, and it's where we were Iker, the Mahalach of Shav. The Mahalach of Shav is any type of life path that's going nowhere. A person, imagine a person is on a road and he's dreaming of getting to, I don't know where, to Eretz Yisrael. Mechates, I don't know, I'm wandering. So that's not called he's on a road that's going someplace. If a person sets out a road, so yes, sometimes it requires a detour, sometimes it requires going up, down, around, but at the end of the day, the person is on a mahalach somewhere. It's the schus yayim that if it's not just the inyan of zichram lo yosef mizaram is not only an inyan what will be in the future. That's the guf of the day. It's the guf of it's a zman when if a person is zeicha to take from that zman, he's dafke this nekuda of tachlis as opposed to shav, of achroin as opposed to shav. That's what the person's taif is. We should be zeicha to take from this day the ha'ara that we can incorporate, we can be oike the shav in our koima. Esav and Amalek have their fangs in us in terms of Asidus, in terms of Shav, Avoid Alikim. Where a person feels emotionally, I'm not going any place, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not thinking of a future. We'll be oike that, Mirz Hashem, and be able to make it to be Mamshech, that Ha'aretas, and we'll be Zeicha to be Ani Achrein, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv Mibonim Mibonis, Achris and Asidus lies in Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're nechaz in that, we'll be zeicha to be part of the Zichron LeYosef Mizrachim.